So take this heart, Lord, I'll be your vessel.
Welcome to the teaching ministry of Reverend JFK Mensah, a seasoned Bible teacher with over 40 years of ministry experience. He is a pastor, a church planter, a missionary, and an international conference speaker. He is passionate about making Christ-like disciples worldwide. JFK Mensah is the General Overseer of Great Commission Church International. May you be transformed as you listen to the Word of God.
Was blind, but now I see. Oh, I can see now.
I was also an average and ordinary Christian like anybody. By the time I got to the university, I was not challenged to memorize Bible verses. But we started going from room to room to preach to the university students. And so they will ask questions on every part of the Bible. So I knew I had to study the Bible. But as for memorizing, I would say that three people really impacted me. The first one was my discipler. The Navigators came to Ghana about 40 something years ago. And the Navigators missionary is called Dave Hall and his wife Sherry. So when they started discipling us, they had a pack of 60 Bible verses. And before you finish with them in 1 year, you have to memorize all 60. They call it word perfect. If you get one word wrong, you say it again. So, for the first time, I came face to face with how to memorize 60 Bible verses. But they were topic by topic. So, it was interesting memorizing the verses by topic. But the second person who impacted me was my former head pastor, Evangelist Siam. He's dead now. He would just get to the pulpit and start talking and quoting Bible verses. I said, huh? How does he do it? Has he got some paper hidden somewhere or in his pocket? And then he has been secretly consulting. So I watched him closely. In fact, one day we finished eating fufu with him in the house. And when we got to church, he just got up and was mentioning Bible verses. I said, how does he do it? So with the Navigators training, the last one was the daily quiet time. My enemies and those who don't like the way I teach tell me that it's not many Bible verses. It's not many Bible verses. Even if you take one Bible verse and you explain it well. And I tell them that you are not bigger than Jesus. In the encounter of Jesus with Satan, 4 Bible verses came out. Jesus quoted 3. Satan quoted 1. In just one encounter. Nobody in the world can convince me that not knowing Bible verses and remembering them is a better way of being, of ministering. You only tell the people stories. But the words of the Bible are more powerful than any story you can ever tell. Jesus said in John 6:63, the words I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. Psalm 119:11, he says, thy word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against you. 2 Timothy 2:15, he says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman who has no need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Colossians 3:16, he says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. The scripture is such that if you don't have the Bible in your heart, not even the Holy Spirit can remind you. Are you with me? John 14:26. Let's read that one.
John 14:26. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you.
Bring to your remembrance all I have said to you. If you haven't learned something, can you remember it? Can somebody help you to remember it? Ephesians 6:16-17. He said, if you take the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the devil. And you should take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. 17. Yes.
And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
The sword of who? The word of God you memorize is not your sword. It's the sword of the Holy Spirit. And so when the Spirit wants to work with you and he has no sword to use, you can't move. If a Jehovah Witness meets you now and starts arguing about 144,000 and quotes left, right, center and backwards, no matter how filled you are with the Holy Spirit, you can't answer him, because there is no deposit of Bible verse in your spirit. If it's not true, I challenge anybody, the whole world, any Christian in the whole world, to get up and refute this. There are many times, why do we quote authorities in our write-up when you are studying for degree, master's or doctorate? Why do we quote authorities? We quote them because that is the expert authority on that subject. The Bible is the strongest authority in the whole world. We will deal with it tomorrow. But the truth is that any quotation from the Bible, no matter how small, is stronger than a quotation by Obama or by Nelson Mandela, Kwame Nkrumah, or Indira Gandhi, Napoleon Bonaparte. Oh, I beg your pardon. But you see, because those are human beings. But the Bible, the words are spirit and they are truth. So those who go about discouraging people from memorizing Bibles, it's not so quote. It's just, you go, leave those people. They only quote verses and there is no power. What do you mean? John chapter 15, reading verse 7.
If anyone does not abide in me,
this is 6. So
if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you.
If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you want to ask. it will be done for you. You see? Now, even before I try to give you the tips, remembering something is a heart issue, not a head issue. If you see a girl at this retreat and you like her, you want to marry her, when she calls her name once, that my name is Yvonne, you remember it forever. But if it's a girl you don't want to marry, you are not interested in, you say, "Sister, what's your name?" She says, "Magdalene." Tomorrow, you meet her and say, "Sister, please, what's your name?" She says, "Magdalene." You see that tomorrow next, you meet her and say, "Ah, it seems I've met you somewhere before. What's your name?" She says, "Magdalene." Friday, you meet her again and say, "Ah, haven't we met before? What did you say was your name?" You don't remember the name because your heart is not there. Anything your heart is in, you remember. I know young men here who can tell you all the star players of Manchester United. You see? Why? They are in Ghana. Manchester United is in the United Kingdom. But their heart is in football. They love the team, Manchester United. Therefore, they know who scored which goal, which minute of Manchester United World Cup. They know all those facts. But they don't remember John 3:16. The problem is not with the mind. It's the heart. The heart is not interested in the Bible. Therefore, you can memorize it 20 times. It won't stay. But your heart is in Manchester United. If they say it once, it sticks. That is it. That is the secret. Any challenger? So, you don't remember Bible verses because your heart, in your heart of hearts, you don't really like God. You see? Because if you love somebody, his words mean much to you. You need to check it. You see? I know pastors. You ask them, they have been preaching for 20 years, 30 years, but they can't remember the Bible verses they used to preach to other people. You don't remember it. You are a preacher. You are preaching to other people. You are using Bible verses. They are read every Sunday. You the pastor, you can't remember. And when we say it, you say, "Oh, it's not quote, quote." What is it then? No. If you think I'm lying, please, doctor, or okay, I mean, I hope I'm not embarrassing you. I mean, I can call anybody, don't worry. I will descend on anybody. Please, Mr. Doctor, tell the truth. Supposing you have forgotten all the things you memorize as a doctor, and when people come to the hospital and you are operating them, you have to open your notebook and see what you wrote. Then you cut small. Then you cut small. What would your patients think about you?
You are a dangerous doctor.
He says you are a dangerous doctor. Tell us the truth. As a professional, how important is it to master the things that you do? Tell us. Don't be shy. We are here to learn.
So there are two main things. The first one is that at any point in time, your decision determines the life of the person. So you are at the verge where what you do, no matter how minor, can change the destiny of that person forever. And then the second one is that sometimes what you are doing, if not done well, can create a new problem for the person. So maybe the person just has a broken leg, but by the time you finish, the hip and the heart are gone.
Thank you. What he is saying now, if there is an engineer in this meeting, he will say the same. If there is a lawyer in this meeting, oh, please, thank you. Well, they will say I'm picking on the doctor, so please come. As a lawyer, do you need to memorize and remember the issues of the law?
When you are appearing before the judge or something.
Yes, you didn't need to. Because if you do not, you are there representing a client, and you need to be a good advocate for that client. So if you don't know your law, because you need to appeal to the judge, we say that the law is in the bosom of the judge. How would you appeal to the judge if you don't know your law? And at that point, referring to materials would not, because the judge is ready, you know, he wants to hear from you. He wants you to convince him beyond reasonable doubt. So you should have your arguments, your authorities at your fingertips. Otherwise, then your client will be taken to jail, for instance, if it's a criminal matter.
You are a banker. Come. Do you think a banker needs to remember the principles of banking all the time?
Yes, a banker must remember the principles of banking, because you're kind of doing financial intermediation. You take from depositors and you give those who need the money. So if you don't remember the processes, you can debit somebody who must be credited, and you credit somebody who must be debited.
I want to convince you, every professional in the world depends on the memory. You master, you learn what you should know, master it, and work with it. Amen. Let's vote. How many people are convinced by what the doctor, the lawyer, and the banker have said, so that I don't need to bring another person to convince you? If you are convinced, then I can go ahead and teach you about how to memorize Bible verse. Okay. MPP has won. Hallelujah. So, please, what are the laws for memorizing Bible verses? What are the laws? Law one, the law of the Holy Spirit. Law one. The law of the Holy Spirit. In John 14:26, Jesus says, the Holy Spirit will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance the things I have said to you. Even heaven knows human beings forget. Therefore, heaven has given us a remembrancer, a reminder, who is in your heart. He is with you all the time until you die, to remind you. You make him lack job if there is nothing to remind you about. The Holy Spirit is a reminder. What does he remind you of if you have not memorized? You memorize and you forget, and he reminds you. For many years, I was acting plays. And in our acting, is Adam, Sister Adam in the house? Please come. Come and tell them who a prompt is when you are acting a play. Come. Are you at the top there? Okay. You come and grab the mic. Whenever you are acting a long play, a drama, there is somebody we call a prompt. Please come and explain to us what he does.
Hello, yeah. Okay, so a prompt either has your script so that they are somewhere behind the stage, and as you say your lines and you forget something, they whisper it and you have to be able to hear it and continue your lines. Or they know all your lines and then they are just backstage and they can remind you as and when you are saying your lines and you forget. So at the end of the day, he or she also memorizes the lines you're also supposed to memorize.
Thank you. When we are acting plays, they have a prompt. A prompt. And that person has the things you are saying. So, if you are forgetting some part, you move closer to where the prompt is. And then the person whispers you, he came to me. He came to me. Now, the people here don't hear. But you hear it and then you come out. He came to me because heaven has given you a prompt. Thank you. So the first law in Bible verse memorization is the law of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will teach you and will remind you. Therefore, when a verse comes and you memorize it, you see it burning on your chest. You see? Luke 24:32. The disciples said, did not our hearts burn within us as he talked to us and exposed the scriptures to us on the way? He reminds us. Law number two is the law of God's covenant. The law of God's covenant. Let's read it. Hebrews chapter 8. We are reading verse 10 and verse 11. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 10 and verse 11. You can put down Hebrews chapter 10, verse 16. We won't read that, but we are reading chapter 8.
Hebrews chapter 8, 10 and 11. For this is a covenant that I will make with the house of Israel those days.
This is not just a promise. It's a covenant. Yes.
Says the Lord, I'll put my laws in their mind.
I will put my laws in their mind.
And write them on their hearts.
And write them on their hearts.
And I'll be their God.
Yes.
And they shall be my people.
Correct. God says, this is my covenant with you. I will put my laws in your mind. I will write it. I will engrave it on your heart.
None of them shall teach his neighbor and none his brother saying, know the Lord. For all shall know me from the least of them to the greatest of them.
Shake yourself. Say, God has promised to write his law on my heart. God has promised to put his law in my mind. This is a covenant.
This is a covenant.
Law number three. Memorize only verses which touch you. Memorize only verses which touch you. As you read your Bible, as you listen to preachers, as you read books, as you listen to tapes and YouTube, only memorize verses which speak to you personally. You are not married and you go and memorize husbands, love your wives. For the future. This is exactly why you forget it. Because it's a spare tire which you are not using. You see? Go for verses which touch you, verses which impact you, verses which speak to you, verses which you need every day, every moment, because the way they are, they pierce you. You see, I used to tell the young men that when I see a girl, then my heart will be making kukuru, kukuru, kukuru. And I say, why? Is it every man? Why am I like that? So when I became born again, I went for the verses in the Bible which speak to me. Job chapter 31, verse 1. I have made a covenant with my eyes not to look lustfully at a girl. Proverbs chapter 6. Verse 25 and 26. He said, don't let a girl catch you with her eyelids, and don't let her use her beauty to snare you. And one verse which disturbs me in the Bible is Matthew 5:28. He says, when you look at a woman to lust after her in your heart, you have already committed adultery with her. Meanwhile, you have not done anything. So you have been cheated two times. So those verses, they mean much to me, because immediately I see a girl, these verses jump up and slap me. Nobody has made you inspector of girls' breasts. Nobody has made you inspector of girls' buttocks. Nobody. Hey, be careful. You know, the verses come up because they are relevant to me. How can I forget them? Only memorize verses which touch you. Verses which deal with your particular problem. Verses which are relevant to you. Verses, you know, you get angry quickly. You need a Bible verse which, when your anger rises like hernia, the verse will perforate the hernia. Is that okay? No, no response. Law number 4. Memorize only one verse a day. 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 Don't be greedy. Don't be over ambitious. I remember those days. I will memorize whole chapters, Proverbs, whole chapters. And then I go about, I meet my friends, I quote the chapter, they say, yeah, JFK, you are going to kill us. But after 1 week, 2 weeks, you forget. You forget all. It took me a long time to see that. Don't be greedy. Take one verse a day. Like your tablet. Amen? And the shorter the verse, the better. John 10:30. I and the Father are one. John 11:35. Jesus wept. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Pray without ceasing. Finish. You see, if you choose verses which are short, verses which are to the point, verses which are simple, you will see that within a short time, you are mastering Bible verses. But that brings me to law number 5. Memorize topically. Take a topic and work on that topic 1 week. Tawam has said that when I'm preaching, after some time, you know that there are certain verses I always use. Why? Because I have opened a file in my mind for anger. I've opened the file for pride. I've opened the file for lying. So, you take 1 week on lying, telling small lies. 1 week. Anger, 1 week. You see? Jealousy, 1 week. Love of money, 1 week. Faithfulness, 1 week. Humility, 1 week. And all the week, you are just taking verses on humility, 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 humility. So Monday to Friday, you are loaded in the same file with 5 verses all on humility. And by the end of Friday, you see that the humility verses jump up and slap you, jump up and slap you, jump up and slap you. Even if one doesn't come, the second one will come. Now, law number 6. The law of revision. Law of revision. Saturday revision. Saturday revision. Saturday revision. Don't memorize a new verse on Saturday. One day a week, do your revision. Take all the verses you have looked at and revise them. Revise them. Go over them. Because human beings forget. Law number 7 is the law of Bible references. Bible references. Many people, when you say, draw near to God, and He will draw near to you, they know the verse, but they don't know where it is. Aha. That's it. Last time my wife saw a certain lady, and I said, do you recognize it? Her? She said, I know the face. I know the face, but I don't know where I met her. If you know a person's face, you don't know the person's name, you don't know where you met the person, you don't know the person. So, it is more important to memorize the reference than the passage. Because when you know the reference, you only need an idea of what is there and you can get it. But when you memorize the passage, but you don't know where it is, you will search the whole Bible, you can't find it. So, the best way to do it is, say, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. All things have become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Say it twice. Say it before and say it after. When you say it twice, it sticks in your mind two times, but the passage only once. Now, after doing it like that for some time, it begins to lock up in your mind. In fact, a good way of putting it is, never quote a Bible verse without the Bible reference. Whenever you are going to say, hey, the Bible says love not the world, nor the things that are in the world. If any man loves the world, love for the Father is not in him. Quote 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 to 17. Quote it. And when you are finished, to quote it. When you do that, even when you are praying, quote it to God. Say, Father, you yourself say in John 3:16 that God so loved the world that... It's not that God doesn't know the Bible verses. You are helping your own memory. And sometimes it is good to play with the references. 2 Timothy 2:2. The things you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, the same commit to faithful men who will teach others. 2 Timothy 2:22. Flee youthful lusts. You see, the verses, you have to play with them. 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14. 2 times 7 is 14. Therefore, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and turn from their wicked ways and call, I will hear from heaven, I will forgive their sin, I will heal their land. It is 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14. 2 times 7, 14. Jeremiah 33:3. Call unto me and I will answer and show you great and mighty things which you know not of. Jeremiah 333. That's God's telephone number. So, it is easy. Once you start doing this, you begin to master the references. And the more references you master, the more confident you are when you are quoting it. And even these Jehovah's Witnesses, some of them are afraid. When you quote 10, 15, 20 verses, they run away. Okay, law number 8. Law number 8 is the law of Sabbath planning. Law of Sabbath planning. It means every Sunday, take your Sabbath rest. Don't take a new verse. Don't revise. Just relax and plan for the next week. That next week, I'm going to work on joy. I've looked at my life. When I look at my face, it doesn't look a happy face. Meanwhile, I'm a Christian. I'm going to work on joy next week. So the Bible verses on joy, you start memorizing them. Then you see that your face lights up and you show joy automatically because you are memorizing. So Sabbath planning means Sundays relax. Rest, no revision, then just plan for the next week. Law number 9. The law of using the Bible verses you have memorized. Tawam has already told us that one. Use the verse, 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 use the verse. Tell your friend beside you, use the verse. When you are praying, use the verse you have memorized. When you are speaking to your friends, use the verse. When you are called to share in the youth group, use the verses. Use the verses you have memorized. Use them. I normally tell the people I preach to that I will be a fool if I prepare sermon to preach to you to go to heaven. And I myself, I am not going. Every sermon I preach to you is because those verses touched me. That's why I use them. The verses touched me. They convicted me. They ministered to me. And I memorized them. So by the time I'm using them on you, I have already settled my accounts, debit credit account, with that verse. Use the verse. Use the verses you have. I remember the first time we went to Togo and we asked Tawam to give us a short exhortation. He used 10 verses. And all of us were like, ah! Small exhortation. Please, when we leave this retreat, devote yourself to memorizing Bible verses. It will be the greatest thing which has ever happened to you. Tell me the truth. When you come to CDM, what is it which hits you most? Tell the truth. Is it not the way the small boys, they come and stand before you and then they are just reproducing Bible verses as if it's a machine? You say, ah, how? These small boys, I'm even older than them. That's it. I read a testimony on the internet and the man said that he has never been to Bible school, but somebody told him to memorize Bible verses and he started. Then one day his pastor called him to give a short exhortation and he blew the verse. And the pastor was like, what? He was immediately put among the elders. He said, they are church. If you haven't been to Bible school, they don't allow you to be among the elders. But the way he, this Bible verse, very soon, they opened a new church and they asked him to go and pastor. They are church. They don't do that. Now, he is traveling around the world just because he has memorized Bible verse. And to tell you the truth, I don't preach because of money. God forbid. But there are places I go to, and when I finish speaking, the people are paralyzed. They are paralyzed because they can't imagine. My wife is here. Sometimes we go to Thailand or one of these places, and when I finish speaking, I become a celebrity. White men sign up when we should have lunch and breakfast. And ask her. They are, because when I finish speaking, they are like, what? An African? How can you? How? One man came to Ghana and told me that I gave a certain message. And he reproduced 2,000 copies and sent to every missionary in Pioneers. You can do better than myself. My wife is already threatening me that the way these young men are going, very soon they will overtake you in Bible verse memorization. And I said, yes. What? You say, okay, she says Tawam. You, I hear. So, my point is this. Look, if you start this, very soon, your pastor will be forced to respect you. What did I say? I'm not saying we finish retreat, then you go and say, pastor, I have just come from CDM. I want you to allow me to preach. They will sack you and CDM. They will sack all of us. What I'm saying is that memorize your Bible verses. And when you go to the youth meeting, the pastor is not there. You release about 25 verses. see that somebody from that meeting will go and gossip to the pastor that, hey! And the pastor will say, please, can you come and see me? Amen. Law number 10. So please, use the verses. Use them in prayer. Use them in exhortation. Use them when you are asked to preach. Use them even if nobody has invited you to preach. On your friends. Practice on them. Tell them, hey, today God spoke to me, Paul. And then they say, why? He said, in fact, I've never seen this Bible verse before. He said, hey, which one? Then, bang. Give him. And you see that he will be in a state of shock for some time. But he will recover. Then he will say, ah, since when did you also start memorizing Bible verses like that? Then you tell them I'm from CDM. Yes. Hallelujah. Use the verses. Even if you are talking to God, use the verses. Use the verses in prayer. Because they are his words. Amen. And then law number 10. Meditate on the verses. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night. Day and night, so that you be careful to do according to all that is written therein. Psalm 1 verse 1 to 3. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the way of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. In it he meditates day and night, day and night, day and night. He is like a tree planted by the rivers of water. His leaves are always green. He bears fruit in his season. And everything he does, he prospers. You see, the verses are not just Sunday school children who memorize Bible verse. And can, 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 1. Be imitators of me as I am of Christ. 1 Corinthians 11 1. When you think deeply and turn the verses over and over in your heart, in your mind, you open the door for the anointing on that verse to fall on you. This is why some people, when they are speaking, the words hit you like hammer. But some people, when they are speaking, they are boring you. They are both preaching, but you see that one of them, the words hit you, boo! 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 Why? The person has stayed in the presence of the Holy Spirit to incubate and impregnate the verse. You see? So the verse is loaded. It's not just reciting the verse. The verse now is spirit and life and a force. As you meditate, obeying it becomes easy. Amen. Yeah. Now I'm going to commit you. Please. Every day. Point to memorize one Bible verse. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Saturday, revise. Sunday, rest and plan for next week. If you are here and you want to give me your word that from retreat, okay, from tomorrow, you will start. Come forward. I want to pray with you. Please. If you know you are just coming because your girlfriend is coming, okay. Please, listen carefully. We can never crush Islam if we don't memorize our Bible verses. But if we master Bible verses, Islam will break down before us. Because of the major world religions right now. It's this man in the house, Randy Akins. Akins, are you in the house? Akins has done a research and he says that by 2060, Islam will overtake Christianity forever. This is where we are now. By 2060, Islam will overtake Christianity forever. I don't want to be alive at that time. I can't bear it. I can't bear it. It will pain me and kill me. I can't bear it. I can't bear it. I can't bear it. I can't stand under it. But the key is to master our Bibles. Every Muslim will listen to you if you know Bible verses. Every Muslim, because they also have a Quran. They have a book. We have a book. If you know your book and you start talking, he will listen. He will listen. Please raise your hands. Holy Spirit, I invite you into this holy session. Holy Spirit, I invite you into this session. Spirit of the living God, you have been sent to teach us and to bring to our remembrance the things which Jesus has said to us. That is why you were sent, to help us, to remind us, to teach us. Today, as a people of God, we appeal to heaven. Help us to memorize and master Bible verses. Help us to memorize, master Bible verses. Give us anointing to remember Bible verses. Yes. Let the anointing fall on each one here before you. Ye kamaka ki anda hab, habaga ki, I appeal to heaven, kuri anda haba, let the fire, let the fire, let the fire, let the fire of Bible verse memorization fall on your people. Let the fire fall, let the fire fall, kuri anda habaga shega. Nkuriander, ye kamaka kia, let the oil, let the oil, let the oil, let the oil, let the oil of Bible memorization fall. Let it fall. Let it fall and fall again and fall again and fall again. The oil from heaven. This covenant, write your laws on their hearts. Put it in their minds as you have promised. You cannot fail. You will do it. You will do it. And let this army display before Islam and the rest of the religions that we have the truth for which we are prepared to die. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 God bless you. God bless you. God has done it. God has done it. God has done it. God has done it. God has done it.
Oh, I can see the light.
Follow JFK Mensa Ministries on Facebook and YouTube and invite others to listen to his podcast. You can also access some of JFK Mensa's books and keep up with his ministry at www.jfkmensaministries.org. God bless you.